We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, before we get started, I wanted to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you're going to receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. The best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch, or maybe you have an existing show you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports podcasting experience. Accepted into this program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. You can check out the description box for this episode to find out more. But once again, that's bwhustle.com/join. Quick public service announcement. This podcast was recorded under the influence of a severe head cold, but there is no such thing as an injured reserve for the Dynasty Commander. So here goes nothing. Don't you love the royalty-free, copyright-free music drops at the top of podcasts? If you ever want to have some fun on a long drive, just search through that jungle. I mean, there's some people out there doing some serious work trying to get recognized, and there's some great stuff, and then there's some stuff that's just totally laughable. But I think we've got some pretty dope tracks on the Dynasty Command Center podcast. I'm liking what we're working with right now, and I've got a library about 100 deep now. These are the things that I do in between writing, in between podcasting, in between my daily life and taking care of 3 kids and keeping my honey-do list up to date around the Dynasty Commander Fortress here. But if I had the money to shell out for a track today, it would have been some changes, because we now have Dynasty Superflex tight end premium rankings on rotoviz.com. This has been a long time coming. You know, frequent listeners of any of our shows know, you know, we've got a tight partnership with the FFPC, the premier high stakes fantasy football gaming host in the industry. We've got some big, speaking of changes, big announcements coming just a few weeks away. But it made a lot of sense. You know, Dynasty Superflex tight end premium is the prevailing setup of any new Dynasty startup you're going to see. I joined a handful of leagues last year. Believe all of them were in this format. This is typically what I see. You know, when I get invites on Twitter or from other friends to start up a new league, everyone wants Superflex. Everyone wants tight end premium. So to have all these extra sets of rankings doesn't make any sense. And just to have standalone Superflex without tight end premium, man, if you're playing in a league like that, get with your commissioner. That makes no sense. The distribution of positional value makes no sense. Superflex tight end premium with a handful of flexes and three wide receiver requirement to start. That is my favorite format. And you're going to see that format. You're going to see that format on a very popular site with the RotoViz name on it very soon. But anyway, that's how our Dynasty Superflex rankings are labeled right now. And so I thought, you know, all the rookie talk in the last couple of weeks on this podcast and others on our channel, why don't we take a little stroll down through these top 50 and see where the rookies are landing in startups? Because it's startup season. It's rookie craze season. This will help us discover what the relative value of draft picks, those high-end top half of the first round draft picks are in the format, and which players we've got there. So for subscribers of the site or purchasers of the RotoViz Fantasy Football Rookie Guide, you can grab those documents right now and follow along. And if you don't have a RotoViz subscription or a copy of our guide, I would recommend that you do that. This podcast will be much more interesting if you have a visual to follow along with. But I think you'll still find value even if you don't have access to either of those things. But by the way, if you buy the rookie guide for $19.99, you get 15% off a RotoViz sub, so it's kind of a no-brainer. Okay, I'm going to assume that you've got those things in front of you now. So if you turn to page 22 of your RotoViz Fantasy Football Rookie Draft Guide, you will see our Superflex tight end premium rankings and tiers. They are the composite rankings and tiers for myself, Sean Siegel, Blair Andrews, and Dave Caban, as well as Travis May. So they're five-man composite. Very valuable set of rankings here. And six of the players in these rankings, it's the five tier one players that we have at this point in the process, and the one, the very top tier two player. They all show up in the top 50 of our Dynasty Startup rankings. Those players are Trevor Lawrence, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Fields, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, and Kyle Pitts. And Kyle Pitts is right on that borderline of tier one and tier two. You know, I think for me personally, I can't speak for the other guys, but for me personally, why Kyle Pitts is in tier two versus tier one is just what I think his dynasty value is truly capable of doing as a rookie. We talked a little bit about this last week. Go back and listen to it if you missed it. Also talked about it on a recent guest appearance on, actually, that's where I mentioned this take. I mentioned it on a guest spot with Ryan McDowell on Locked On Dynasty last week. I was busy last week. Two guest appearances over on their show. So talked a little bit about that. I don't think Kyle Pitts can have the type of rookie value spike that we will see from those other top five and potentially even some players that are ranked behind Kyle Pitts in our rankings. We just don't see tight end rookie breakouts too often. And so I think he's going to be available for around this price in early 2022. For that reason, you don't want to push him too far up the board, even in a tight end premium situation. Now, somebody drafts Kyle Pitts on NFL draft day in the first round, and they say wide receiver Kyle Pitts, University of Florida. Just the change in the positional designation probably gets him a tier one rank as a rookie. This may seem bass-ackwards to some of you because, well, Curtis, this is tight end premium rankings. Why would he be more valuable in year one as a wide receiver? Well, it bears out over time that rookie wide receivers not only hold their value, if they show us anything in year one, they typically accrue that value. And I also think that he is more capable, Pitts that is, more capable of being a target volume hog as a wide receiver in more offenses. We've seen time and time again that teams that draft tight ends in the top 10, top 15, they may not intend on giving them elite target volume early on in their careers, at least. So I like the idea of wide receiver Kyle Pitts more than tight end Kyle Pitts, even though in the long run, after a breakout and in the right system, his hypothetical value could be higher as a tight end. I think that's clear as day. Hopefully I articulated that well enough for most of you. But those are the six players. Trevor Lawrence, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Fields, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, and Kyle Pitts. Those are the six you're going to find in the top 50 of our Dynasty Superflex tight end premium rankings. So we're going to hit up, you know, hey, what is Team Rotoviz? Which rookies does Team Rotoviz have in the top 50? And which ones do I have in my top 50? And where exactly?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are they?
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to start with the team. The highest rated rookie in Dynasty Startups right now, of course, is our 101 in the format, Trevor Lawrence. He comes in at 21 on the top 50 big board for startups. In terms of relative value, that puts him at the quarterback position, just behind Russell Wilson. And the next quarterback is actually another rookie, Justin Fields. But there's another non-quarterback rookie between them. So this puts Mr. Lawrence at QB10. So he enters Dynasty startup draft season at QB10. Even though we don't know officially where he's going to land. You know, there could be some sort of trade. Probably not. Crazier things have happened. It's happened before. The 101's moved before in big quarterback years. Urban Meyer could shock us. But, you know, I think most of us are ranking Lawrence under the assumption that he ends up in Jacksonville, ends up with Urban Meyer. And that's a pretty good system fit for him. Of course, we're not drafting Trevor Lawrence for a system fit or a specific situation. I'm a little lower on Lawrence overall. He is my 101 and Superflex rookie draft. However, relative to the rest of the team, I'm lower on Lawrence in my overall rankings. So Sean, Blair, and Dave all have him, you know, ranked with a score over 90 out of 100. I've got him at an 85. So I've got Lawrence right there with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not so sure that he is an immediate fantasy star. I think he's going to be a long-term, obviously going to be a great quarterback. He's obviously going to accrue dynasty value if he does anything positive in year one. But if you believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play for three or four more years, you know, the 15 years or whatever that we might get out of Trevor Lawrence, you know, past the first couple years of that, you can't give too much weight to those years. Too many things can happen. He could get hurt. He could bust. Yes, it's possible he could bust. But anyway, QB 10, 21 overall. If we go just to my specific rankings, I've got, let's see here, just going through our handy tool here. Trevor Lawrence comes in inside the top 36 for me. So I've got him about a round lower than the rest of the team. And I'm okay with that because I've got him neck and neck with Ja'Marr Chase. I've got Ja'Marr Chase graded right on the same level as Trevor Lawrence and right between Justin Fields. So those are the three guys that show up in my top 36 of Dynasty Startups. If we go back over to our team view, Ja'Marr Chase comes in at 31 and Justin Fields at 33. So, you know, for all of us, all three of those guys show up in the top 36. It's just that I've got Lawrence down there a little bit closer to the other two rookies, whereas Sean and Dave and Blair have Lawrence, you know, a clear cut above the rest of those guys. If we get into the fourth round, early fourth round, that's where we see Travis Etienne, 38 overall, from a team view, and he is running back 8. So running back 1 in our dynasty rookie rankings and running back 8 overall in dynasty startup rankings. That places him just in front of Derrick Henry and just behind Cam Akers. So that's where he's sandwiched. That's interesting. That's interesting. Couldn't be two players probably further apart in terms of where they're at in their careers than Cam Akers and Derrick Henry. Cam Akers looks like he's shaping up to be a win now and win later player now. After, you know, his run of success with the Rams late in the year, gets a quarterback upgrade, offense should start scoring more touchdowns. You know, maybe he can be Todd Gurley light from, you know, the glory days of yesteryear and Sean McVay. Derrick Henry, year-to-year player now. I think he's unique in NFL history. And if I were a betting man, I would say, you know, his twilight years have a chance to look a little bit more like Adrian Peterson's late 20s. You know, when you're just that much better athletic than everybody else athletically, you tend to stay better athletically. And he doesn't have a horrible injury history. So I don't mind Derrick Henry there, but you know, he's clearly falling this time last year, you know, borderline first round startup pick in many formats. So that shows you what happens with that age cliff with the running backs. The rest of the top 50, we see two more players. We've got Najee Harris at 46 and Kyle Pitts right at 50. So Najee Harris, running back 14, Kyle Pitts tight end 5. Running back 14 for Harris. That places in between Nick Chubb at 13 and Aaron Jones at 15. So I'll take Harris over both those guys at this point. Chubb is all of a sudden 25 already. It's crazy. Time flies. And if we knew Aaron Jones was going to stay in Green Bay, I think I would almost rank Aaron Jones over Nick Chubb. But we don't know where he's going to be. And I think that noise, that free agency noise, it's fair to have him a little bit lower right now. Kyle Pitts already tight end 5. Already tight end 5. So he's going to the top. We've got him at the top of the 5th round. He's right behind Mark Andrews, but just 2 spots and just a spot in front of TJ Hockenson. So, you know, that's a 3-man tier at tight end. Of course, with Waller being number 3. And Waller's only at 43. So you can really see how highly the team is rating Kyle Pitts versus these other tight ends. And I started the show by talking about how, you know, we don't have him quite in tier 1 of our rookie rankings as a group. But it shows you how highly we do value him. I just think it's going to be difficult. Like, you know, like Hockenson. You know, Hockenson had the rough rookie season, comes back and does some positive things in year 2, and he's basically back where he started 2 years later at 51 overall. So it would not surprise me to see something like that for Kyle Pitts. Related to other young tight ends, we got Noah Fant at tight end 7, about a half a dozen spots lower. So that kind of gives you the broad picture there. So in dynasty startups, you know, last week we talked about drafting these rookies because, you know, we think that they can get pushed up the board. So from where these guys are falling on our draft grid, and you can actually display our team's dynasty ranks in draft grid form. This is something that Mike Beers built for us a year or two ago. It's great. Helps you translate our rankings to, you know, your startup draft. You can present 20 rounds deep in a traditional draft board format. You know, as I look at the best values on the board out of those 6 players that we're talking about And in terms of what they could probably do in year one, in terms of, you know, growing their value, you can make an argument for either of the quarterbacks. You know, Joe Burrow finds himself at QB 8 after, you know, an up and down rookie season that was kind of riddled with injury. But, you know, Trevor Lawrence at QB 10, we've, you know, as a team already got him going in the second round. I mean, how much higher can you really climb? We got 7 quarterbacks scrunched into round 1, another 2 in front of him in round 2. It's not linear value. That's totally fair. You know, moving from, you know, player 21 overall in startup value to player 6 overall, you know, it's a difference of probably, you know, potentially up to 2 first round picks or a first and a second. That would be the gap like between him and Lamar Jackson today. So, I mean, Lawrence could definitely rise if he comes in and scorches the earth right away. Justin Herbert's QB 7, 10 overall right now. So it's possible he could go to there. More room for Justin Fields to run, slotted in the late 3rd for us. So in terms of value and in terms of the other players available, you know, selecting Trevor Lawrence, you're passing on a great young wide receiver, potentially. He's going in the same range of our rankings as Tyreek Hill, Calvin Ridley, CeeDee Lamb, George Kittle. I think from a team composition standpoint, I'd much rather have one of those players. And if you want the young quarterback, wait for Justin Fields, you know, a round and a half later, if he's on the board there. But I think Najee Harris, amongst all these players, he's our 5th rookie overall at RB14. I think he's got the most room for upside in terms of targeting one of these 6 players in this format based off of where we've got him ranked. And we know he's going to go later than this in the early startup drafts for all the reasons that I talked about last week. All right, so I hope you enjoyed hearing where the top 6 rookies fit into our top 50 of Dynasty Startups. This quick, practical episode to prepare you for, you know, the approximate range where you should be targeting each of these players. And it also, you know, you can engineer a value of the rookie picks with which you might select one of those players for purposes of trade conversation. So, you know, the team is essentially valuing the Dynasty Superflex tight end premium rookie 101 as the 21st overall most valuable asset in Dynasty right now. That's another way to look at that. Okay, last but not least for today's episode, I want to go to the comments section here. Many of you have been kind enough to leave some feedback, maybe new listeners, maybe longtime listeners who have never rated and reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts. I've got a personal goal of 100 new rating and reviews by the end of February. We made a big dent last week. I think we can get there. Wanted to share a couple good reviews that came through, and a reminder of some of the fun reviews, the more negative reviews we've had in the past. So this is from Guy Somebody. So happy to hear Curtis back on the mic. It was my favorite listener of the week. Love his approach and thought process. The production and sound quality of this and all the RotoViz pods is top notch. JNess0615. I'm new to this podcast. Great content. Highly recommend. 5 stars. Hit J with 4 Y's. Last Thursday said the solo pod format's really great. Really helped to trust the advice when Curtis is so transparent with his results from his leagues and his podcasts and articles. He goes on to write, he or she goes on to write a lot of nice things there. But it's true. You can find that on my timeline or in my first Dynasty workshop. Article of the season, I transparently shared the results from all of my Dynasty leagues, including my entry fees, my winnings, my win-loss records, how I did in the playoffs. It's all there. Play my hand face up for you to follow. Eclipse 1919. I was ecstatic to hear that Curtis had joined RotoViz when he did as a main contributor to the Dynasty content. This podcast is just an extension of Curtis in podcast form. I appreciate how he presents his perspective and insight on Dynasty Fantasy Football. It's easily digestible and relatable as a manager. It teaches me how to understand Dynasty as if I had the experience and knowledge of Curtis has.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.